Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. With Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Qiyamah will not occur unless a time dawns upon the ummah when people will only greet those whom they know. With Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Qiyamah will not occur unless a time dawns upon the ummah when people will only greet those whom they know. Abdullah bin Amr radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that a man asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which aspects of Islam are most virtuous? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, feeding people and greeting people whom you know as well as those whom you do not know. The Usama bin Zayd radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got onto his donkey to pay a visit to Sa'd bin Ubadah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who happened to be ill. En route, he passed by a gathering of Muslims, Mushrikeen, polytheists, and Jews. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam greeted the gathering with salam. Hazrat Usama bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got onto his donkey to pay a visit to Sayyidina Sa'd bin Ubadah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who happened to be ill. En route, he passed by a gathering of Muslims, polytheists, and Jews. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam greeted the gathering with salam. Note, in this circumstance, a person should intend greeting for the Muslims only, although it be a mixed gathering. Ummi Hani radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that she visited Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during the period when Makkah al-Mukarramah was just conquered. She says that she found Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performing ghusl, whilst Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's daughter, the Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, was concealing him. She said, Assalamu alaykum, which was a method of requesting permission to enter. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, who is this? She replied, Ummu Hani, the daughter of Abu Talib. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Marhaban bi Ummi Hani, which means welcome, O Ummu Hani. Note, a woman is allowed to greet her mahram, relatives, under all circumstances. Mahram is a plural of maharim, is a plural of mahram, and refers to all such people with whom nikah, marriage, is totally and perpetually forbidden. She may greet other close relatives if there exists no fear of it creating evil temptations or leading to sin. If a woman is greeted by a stranger, it is not compulsory for her to reply. If she wishes to, she may reply silently in her mind. Allah Ta'ala bless you.